Hare Krishna. Today, and then a few days back in Budapest, I spoke on the fifth volume of Navavajramahima, because the book came out in print, and we were distributing, I was signing the books and giving them out to all devotees who had ordered them. It's a very rewarding experience. With this as the fifth one, the sixth one is translation is almost complete, and ninth is done, so now it's just seventh and eighth that we're waiting for in the following year. So hopefully it will all be done and it will be completed, and that'll be a wonderful achievement. And Srila Prabhupada said when one of his books was published, he felt that he had conquered an empire. And of course, though my books are not as important to Srila Prabhupada's books or as perfect, but nonetheless, the feeling is still there that something really worthwhile that I'm leaving behind me. I started writing books. One of the reasons was because I saw that many devotees either forgot what I told them, some devotees misunderstood things that I had said, and others never had the opportunity for either. And whereas in our world today we have so many means of recording and communication, but they all depend on one thing. They all depend on electricity. And if there's no electricity, then none of these things work. But books, the printed word, if you got eyes, then that's all you need. And if for some reason you can't see, then you can hear. Now someone else can see on your behalf. So that's when I really decided to start writing. And last night it occurred to me, after we discussed it this morning, and we'd pass out the books, that actually this nine volumes of Navavajramahima, had I just stuck to writing Navavajramahima in one volume, I would have long finish the Krishna and Vrindavan series, which is going to be another eight volumes. Let's see if I have the time for that. In other words, if I live long enough to do that. And in any case, the book is here, and it's my hope that it contributes to the devotees' appreciation of New Brajadam. Not just devotees in Hungary, because so many devotees from all over the world come here, but to actually appreciate the Dham, especially Radhe Shyam, and the spiritual benefit that can be got here, because our teachings and philosophy is that the best place to practice Krishna consciousness is in Vrindavan. And whereas everyone can't go to Vrindavan in India at will, but especially Hungarians can come to New Brajadam at will. What to speak of the devotees who are living here, so that they appreciate where they're living and serving, and the wonderful benefits that are gotten here. Tishta Vrajita Danugami Jananugami. Rupa Goswami says, living in Vrindavan and engaging devotional service in Sri Vrindavan Dham. That's considered to be the best place to execute Krishna consciousness, as Kaviraj Goswami says. Why? Because people, the Brijbasis, are inclined to love Krishna as Krishna is especially inclined to love them. So hopefully with all of these pastimes and pastime places, devotees will remember, because that's what it really comes down to. Our Krishna conscious practice is one of constantly remembering Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, and of course his wonderful qualities, and chanting Hare Krishna, chanting, doing Nam Sankirtan. This Nam Sankirtan, along with all of these other devotional activities that we perform, that is the best way to advance. And the best place, as I mentioned, to advance is in Vrindavan. Thus Nivrajadam, thus Navarajamahima, thus the end of today's podcast. Hare Krishna.